you know, today we're checking in, so tomorrow we'll have an opportunity to go out there and get some work in. And I mean, I just approach it the same. I've said before, every guy's got to approach it like he's the starter. That's my mindset. So I'm approaching it that way, and going out there, and every time I get an opportunity to, you know, be a leader or go out there and have an opportunity to rep a play, just got to go out there and play to the best of my ability. I think it's as simple as that. A quarterback has to be a hard worker, a leader, and he's got to execute the plays and be the best at it.
How would you compare where you are now mentally, physically, to where you were a year ago? Just everything you've learned.
I mean, I think that I'm, you know, night and day. I think that I've grown a lot throughout the last year. I had great coaches last year to really tutor me as a rookie, and great fellow quarterbacks to really help me along, and players. And you go into off season, and I continue to work hard, continue to excel. So just a year's worth of work, I feel really good about where I am. I just got to keep pushing the envelope and keep working hard and keep getting better.
How do you view this camp, given the nature of how it's being structured, where you are, as opposed to being at Lehigh? It's probably different than any camp you've ever experienced. How do you view a camp like this going in?
Hey, we get to play football. We're at our facility. I love going to Lehigh and being around the fans and being there. They were great last year. I got to experience it 1 year and had the people were great. We're at our facility, so, I mean, we've practiced here so many times that there is a comfort zone. It's not like we're switching places, so I feel comfortable. I feel good. There's going to be a lot of great work that goes in during this camp.
Last week, Deshaun said that he thinks Vic will win the job. Did you hear about that, and does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. You know, I love Deshaun. I don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. I just go out there and play. I'm going to play to the best of my ability. And I know Deshaun, no matter what, is going to play his butt off for whoever the quarterback is. And that's going to be – it's as simple as that.
So how do you concern over guys picking sides, though? I mean, like, you know, if Deshaun's saying, oh, I think Vic will end up with the gig and maybe guys go your way, is there any concern that there'll be, like, some sort of division there?
No, there's no concern because I know the guys very well. And whoever does win the job, whoever the coaches go with, will be a guy who the guys respect, the guys will play for, and – there'll be no problem. I know that. I know the guys personally, and I know we have a great group of guys that are going to go out there and work every single day, and they're going to play the guy who can win the games.
Nick, what does competition mean to you? Obviously, this is a big part of what the quarterback position is going to be.
Competition is an opportunity to get better, and there's a lot of times where, you know, you can take competition one way where you start getting rattled if the other guy's doing well, or you cheer that guy on, which, you know, that's how I approach it. When Mike's out there, I want Mike to do well. When Matt's out there, when GJ, when Dennis, when every other quarterback's playing, I want him to do well and play well. When I'm out there, you know, I want to be the best. It's as simple as that. And I think that if you have a quarterback room and that supports each other, then push each other to get better, to realize that we're playing not just to play to be quarterbacks, we're playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, this organization, and that we're all in this together. And whoever's playing on Sunday or whatever day we play, we're going to cheer that guy on, and that's how I approach it. I know these guys approach it the same way, and we'll have a great team because of that, because we're cheering each other on. We're pushing each other to get better.